family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. Put them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lube Jobs? Lube Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Your head.
It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, December 5th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, duct taping your children, getting the piss knocked out of you, quite literally, and a recliner that will impregnate you. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Apologies are in order. I didn't end up doing a Tuesday show. Whatever. By now, you know, everything that comes out of my mouth is either a lie or a half-truth. In all honesty, I had planned to do a Tuesday show, but I woke up at like 5 in the afternoon because I've been sick and I couldn't get to sleep last night. I was just tossing and turning. I didn't have any medication to knock me out. So I got to sleep really, really late. And, you know, whatever. I'm sick. I used one of my 87 sick days I've given myself. But we got a great show for you today. I was planning to do a Sextastic Tuesday yesterday, so we'll do that today. It's just going to frustrate me, though, because this story is so stupid. Why don't we get into it right now? This is a segment on the show where I simply read you a porno and attempt to either get you off or creep you out. This being Distorted View, naturally the stories tend to be a little gross or weird. They're going to creep you out, right? And today's story is entitled Two Aliens Have Sex. Pretty descriptive, right? This is going to be fantastic because the story is long, I've got a sore throat, and it doesn't make any sort of fucking sense at all. It's going to just infuriate me. All right, so here we go. Sextastic Tuesday for or Wednesday for you. Norgaggle finished applying the 53rd coat of paint to the bungalow. He stepped back and, resting on four of his seven lower tentacles, he opened his third eye to admire his handiwork. After an hour's worth of consideration, Norgaggle bobbed his bloated head up and down in satisfaction. There would be no need for a 54th coat of paint. Good job, Norgaggle. Norgaggle turned his eyes to the sky. It was a beautiful day, not too far past the summer solstice. It was a solstice party with the moon and the stars and the this and the that. Everything's ungodly. Okay. Suddenly, Norgaggle caught a familiar stench floating along the breeze. alien cunt. He strained his blunt nose, filling his five nostrils with the scent. A shudder swept and swept through his body. Wifey Poo Jijoji was coming. Pretty name. She beckoned him to the bedroom. Jijoji waddled over to the bed and threw herself upon it, causing it to change altitude briefly. Her flesh turned pink, her eyes wide with her best come-hither look, her left eyelid tube emitting a foul stench. Yes, use your triodes, baby, cried Jijoji. Her torsal tendrils stood upright, excited and dancing freely. Norga, like, who's getting off to this porn? Aside from the person who's writing it. Yes. And then Norgaggle will slip his fifth tentacle into her coochie. Norgaggle slipped his tentacles around her body, dragging them through her tendrils and around her chest. She lapped at his skin, scooping up a mouthful of his mucus with the bowl of her tongue. she moaned, relishing the sour taste. Okay, if anyone wondered what alien mucus tasted like. With his triodes, Norgaggle coaxed her inferior and superior left dabernacles from their hoods. Now there's Mormons involved? Wow, these aliens really are freaky. Oh, what? Oh, that's Tabernacle. Jijoji said... She then sniffed Gorgaggle's skin and licked him once more. Here we go. This is getting hot now. Start jerking off. Yes, the excretions were definitely starting up. Both of Jijoji's hearts pounded and her skin was tingling with excitement, as if electricity was dancing over her body.
Yes, touch my tabernacles!
She exclaimed, panting hard. Jijoji was letting breaths out in great gasping loads. She was breathing so hard that strands of mucus flew from her body and dribbled onto her breast muscle. Norgaggle shuddered, but did what was expected of him and licked up the mucus. It doesn't really sound like Norgaggle's into this so much. Jijoji moaned at this enormous turn-on.
Yes, my darling Norgaggle! My tabernacle is swollen and red and sticky!
Ew. Alien sex is gross.
Oh, manipulate me with your divinely extended genital fetting. Hard! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Underneath Nargaggle's ample belly, a long rod of flesh hardened and slid from its sheath. The divinely extended genital thing, as the females called it, was also better known, as the inferior truncal waggle. The superior truncal waggle having fallen off naturally sometime before Norgaggle's fifth birthday, you see. Green and glistening, Norgaggle rubbed it up against Jijoji's stomach, an enormous turn-on for her.
Ooh, that's it, baby!
Jijoji yelled. Her body shook and her ears flapped erratically. Her dabernacles were pulsating with desire. What are you waiting for? She demanded. Norgaggle did her. Carefully guided by two of her upper tentacles, his inferior truncal waggle, hot and hard, found its way to her lower pulket stunk and... And what the fuck am I reading? Why are you people listening to the show? I hope you fast-forwarded. Because this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, and it's angering me. His truncal waggle found its way to her lower pulket stunk and slid inside with a loud squishy noise. Strands of mucus trailed out of her stunk and ran down her fifth lower tentacle. I'm going to start calling pussy stunks. You've got a fat, puffy stunk.
Oh, you've got such a big, hard,
divinely
extended genital thing!
Jijoji yelled crudely.
Oh, Norgaggle, you're making me feel so very good. Blosh cart!
Which I think means, oh god. Thank god, thank Blosh cart. I don't know.
Blosh cart, this feels so good! Norgaggle, baby!
What the fuck? Nargulate, Norgie, Plosh kit, Jijoji? I need a translator. Norgaggle proceeded to do so. The pair nargulated rapidly, panting and moaning, while Jijoji moaned, rushing irreversibly towards release. Jijoji's body shook and rolled as Norgaggle thrusted up inside her. A thrust, a thrust, a thrust, thrust, thrust. How it's written. And Jijoji hooted. Her three simultaneous orgasms set her flesh to quaking, as if she were caught in an earthquake. At the same time, Norgaggle came, and with a sigh of utter relief, he released a large quantity of gooey mass. Composition? One fertilized egg, water, amino acids, and sugar. Mixed well and served up hot. Trying to be funny. And into her lower pulket stunk. The mixture subsequently passed into her upper inner pulket stunk. Norgaggle hoped that the egg would find its way to an incubable chamber, as it would mean a few weeks without nargulation several months down the line. Think of the time he could use to contemplate grass and watch paint dry. He'd really be living then. Yahoo! I'm sorry. Yahoo. Alright, now that they were done, Norgaggle lifted his bulk off of her large body, and without further ado, he waddled from the sleeping chamber. There was nothing more to say, and in any case, Norgaggle didn't want to say what didn't need to be said, which was nothing. What? When outside, Norgaggle paused and stared most carefully at the bungalow. Now that the sun had moved, he realized that the bungalow could probably use another coat of paint, or 10. Norgaggle rubbed together 6 of his upper tentacles in gleeful anticipation. Painting was fun. What? The end. Thank Bloshkart. The author of this story should be shot. This is not erotica. There was nothing hot about it. Unless you're into alien mucus sucking. And honestly, that's how I ran across the story. I was looking for a fetish story involving around like someone who's really into snot, like blowing snot on someone's dick and then jerking off with it. If someone wants to write a story that revolves around boogers or snot, I'd really like to hear it. Can't be any worse than this fucking story. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Thank Bloshkart. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Disorder View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You know, the holidays are coming. If you've got a family member or friend who is a fellow freak and you want to gift them a Sideshow membership, just email me, show@distortedview.com, and I'll tell you how to do that. Or sign yourself up over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Now's a good time to sign up because next week we're starting something called the 12 Days of Distortion. And for 12 days in a row, there's going to be something unique and exclusive for Sideshow members every single day up until Christmas. That's going to be kind of cool, right? Exclusive shit for 12 days in a row. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now. I think it starts Wednesday. Next Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. And I haven't forgot about the $150 Amazon.com gift certificate giveaway contest thing that we're doing. I have to post the poll up on the Sideshow, but that'll be happening this week as well. All right, so we'll give that away. And then next week starts the 12 Days of Distortion. Very cool. All right, first story we have for you today. This one comes from Sweden. A 19-year-old man was badly beaten by 2 young women. Faggot. If a woman tried to pull that shit on me, you know what I would do? I'd fucking piss on her clothes. And I'd say, you know what I'd say to her? I'd say, hey, looks like you got that outfit from J.C. Peenies. Get it? Pee. Like pee on you. And then I'd punch the girl in the face. The man was on his way home from a private party when he was set upon by 2 women his own age. Quote, there was a commotion of some sort, which ended with him being knocked to the ground and kicked, said police spokesperson Leif Nielsen. Police questioned a number of witnesses on the spot who said they saw the women attack the 19-year-old. The assault was so severe that the victim had difficulty breathing and was left bleeding heavily from a head wound. He was taken to Lund University Hospital to be treated for his injuries, but was able to leave again shortly afterwards. Police said they were aware of the identities of the 2 women, but had not yet... Distorted View breaking news.
And in Knoxville, Tennessee, a woman is having a hard time bending over after she had implants placed in her rear end. The woman paid $5,500 to have a more curvy figure, sorry. However... Her implants have drooped. Her implants have drooped whenever she bends over, and even when she sits, wow, for an extended amount of time. Now she says she wants them removed, but has lost trust in the doctor and is trying to find one that she feels could trust to do the right job.
This has been Distorted View Breaking News. I'm just trying to take a piss. Now, why don't you... go back inside and bake me some vacuum pies. Put some makeup on and some clothes. I don't want to see your fat ass. That's what I would say if I was that guy. Second story we have for you today. A Wisconsin man and his wife face child neglect charges that include allegations they duct taped their 2 boys together as they stood outside without their pants on and also poured cold water on them. Body temperature. Love the whammies. A criminal complaint filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court said the case began October 18th when a sheriff's investigator in DV breaking news.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. media.
This has been Distorted View Breaking News. That's why it shouldn't be considered rape if her pussy is getting wet. You know what I mean? It's like she wants it, you can tell. On some level, she wants your cock bad because, you know, her pussy is aching for it. Dripping, even. Anyways, back to the story here. A criminal complaint filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court said the case began October 18th when a sheriff's investigator and social worker spoke with a 6-year-old boy at Cadet Elementary School who had bruising around one hip, across his back, and on the left jaw and ear area. Investigators said they learned the boy's mother slapped him on the face and his stepfather punished him with a belt. That's called growing up. My mom slapped me once, and my father always threatened to hit me with a belt, although he never did. He's not a monster, for Christ's sakes. He would just burn my cheek with a cigarette when I was bad. He would just take a cigarette to my cheek and tell me to count to 5, slowly, and then he would release it. I learned early on the cooling properties of menthol. Whenever we'd go to the store to pick up a carton of cigarettes, I'd always urge Daddy to buy the green box. They make your inside smell like candy canes, Daddy. Yes, they also learned of an incident in which the boy was hit with a belt and then had to stand duct taped to a 7-year-old stepbrother as they were standing outside with no pants on and water was poured on them. The 28-year-old husband was charged with 2 counts of physical abuse of a child and 1 of causing mental hurt to a child. His 27-year-old wife was charged with 2 counts of child neglect and 1 of causing mental harm by failing to protect a child. They are scheduled to be in court January 2nd. What a way to ring in the new year! Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Naples. An ordinary old armchair under a worn blanket in a 3-room flat in Naples draws thousands of hopeful pilgrims. Pasted all over the walls around it are birth announcements, pink for girls, blue for boys. Childless women from all over the world flock to the miracle chair. In the picturesque Spanish quarter of Naples, they ask St. Mary Frances of the 5 wounds of Jesus for a miracle. What the fuck are these people doing? They're sitting on a goddamn armchair trying to get pregnant. It's not how you do it. With her miracles reported on weblogs, the Saint's Shrine has become a main stop on the religious tourism circuit in Naples. The Saint is waiting for you, Sister Eliza, an energetic 65-year-old nun from the order that has guarded the shrine for 2 centuries, tells hundreds of men and women of all ages gathered for morning prayer at the nearby church. After the Mass, worshippers are led up a steep staircase and along a narrow corridor into a flat where the saint spent most of her life in chastity and mystical suffering until her death in 1791. Well, that sucks for her, but still, I don't see how sitting on an old armchair is going to impregnate you. People are insane. Who wants a baby that... Who the fuck wants a kid anyways? Traveling to goddamn Naples to sit on an old rickety chair... Just so Mary Catherine's Sister Frank can, you know, shoot her magical, mystical fairy juice up some poor bitch's rotten cunt. You know, I really hate people like that. You know, they try to have a kid, they can't get pregnant, so they go and sit on some mystical lazy boy. Look, maybe you weren't supposed to have a kid, right? There's other options. Adopt, for Christ's sakes. If you try to get pregnant, or maybe you just keep miscarrying babies that come out all mushy in the toilet, that's a sign your body's not meant to have kids. Take up a fucking hobby, start knitting or something. You don't want a kid anyways. Waste your time with that bullshit. I'm angry and I'm sick. If you think you want a kid, here's what you do. This is the perfect time of year to go to like a Walmart, any toy department, and just watch how miserable parents are dragging their little cunt turds around. What does he scream and wail? It's, I want this! Why won't you buy me something? Yeah. Oh, just awful. Screaming, crying, shitting all over the place. You don't need that. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Yeah, Tim, I'm trying to sign up for your sideshow. And, you know, I'm not the greatest with these computers, and I'm having a problem, and you can help me out here. Where's the senior discount?
Oh.
I don't see the senior discount. I need my senior discount. But, you know, I could probably go for that.
Your senior discount is a bullet in the head.
Don't think. Instead of a discount, if you want to do and I can probably use that. And, you know, the pens that I'm wearing are pretty stinky.
Mm.
So maybe you could give me that mommy item.
That's a good idea. Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink could really expand its business by, you know, targeting old people as well. They can come out with a new product. I'm old and my shit don't stink. All right, let's see what else is happening here.
You know, Timmy, they got the new Mountain Dew Democracy thing going on at Democracy.com. Like, you people submit what they want for the new Mountain Dew label, name, flavor.
It's called Democracy, and you can vote on which flavor of Mountain Dew you want to see next hit the store shelves.
Hey, Tim, it's Adam.
Little pop news for you.
Hey, Tim, it's Adam from Pittsburgh, one of your sideshow freaks. I just got done listening to the Monday program, and for some reason, when you were playing the story about the kid getting stabbed in the eye and getting away overnight, I was thinking that would make a great summoning recipe for the Dark Lord, you know? Stabbed in the eye, let's bleed overnight, and vigorously rape in the morning. I don't know.
Satan would like
I
that.
I don't get me either. Okay, bye.
All right.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here.
Santiago!
I thought it was funny you were mentioning the color of shit on today's show, because that reminded me that I've had many colored shit, and it's like...
Santiago shits rainbows, apparently.
...to make a pico rainbow. I've had a black shit when I took too many Flintstones vitamins when I was a kid. And I've had your normal brown and light brown color. And then I've had white shit.
Really?
When I had hepatitis. That was really freaky. Yeah.
White shit. That's crazy. I wish you would have taken a picture. My sister said that she's had blue shit before. She was drinking some alcoholic something or other. I can't remember the name of it, but she drank so much of it, she pooped blue.
Had hepatitis. That was really freaky. And 2 days ago, I had green shit, like a leaf colored green, like a plant, because I had too much Trix cereal. So I'm just wondering what my next color is gonna be.
There's so much we've learned about Santiago in this voicemail message. One, he enjoys Trix cereal. Two, he's had hepatitis and has shit white.
I'm thinking I'm going to eat some Charles Glass so I can get red this time. So, yeah, that's about it. And keep it up. And
we all have our hobbies. I collect soda pop cans. Santiago sees what color shits he can produce.
Hey, Tim, this is Steve from Wisconsin. I called in the other day. I was kind of drunk talking about the lights being out. I really don't remember. I remember you played a little bit on your show today.
Sure.
So hopefully you play this one. I'm apologizing, so sorry.
That's okay. I like it when drunk people call in.
Hello, Tim. This is Santiago.
Lies.
I just wanted to thank you.
That is not Santiago.
From the bottom of my heart. Because of your show, I found the love of my life. My little sexy man. And I would like to thank you. And matter of fact, my sexy man is here with me right now.
Okay.
And I would like to talk to you.
It's imposter Santiago. Evil Santiago.
Hey, Tim! Hey, it's Electro Baby! Hey, Tim! I want to thank you, too, for my sexy Latin lover here in Santiago.
Oh.
And also, I was just wondering, have you ever seen the video of Two Girls and One Cup?
No, I haven't heard of that. What is that?
Tim, Adam from San Diego here, just calling regarding that one sextastic Tuesday story that somebody had mentioned about the kid swimming to the bottom of the pool and putting his anus on
the
vacuum there,
mm-hmm.
and sucking his guts out. And yes, that story is by Chuck Palahniuk.
Palahniuk. I don't know how to pronounce
it's
his name.
It's from a kind of a collection of short stories that he has in the book.
Yeah, so everyone pick up that book. It sounds fantastic.
Stories in. Just kind of a side note, I work in downtown San Diego, and there's this bum that was just kind of like strapping on his Walkman, and he kept going, hey, 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 and then he comes running by me with a fucking POW MIA flag.
Aww.
Running down the street right now, waving this fucking thing. Anyway,
homeless people are hilarious, especially when they're veterans.
He's probably close to being euthanized. I'd say late 50s, early 60s.
Yes, he would have to go. I haven't played that guy in a while. All right, one more voicemail here.
Hey, Tim. I don't want to sound like too much of a complainer, but one of the many things to look forward to about the Weekend Show is the Weekend Show theme song. So I was a little bit disappointed this Weekend Show didn't have that theme song.
Oh, I didn't know people cared about it that much. Yeah, on the weekend programs, we have that weekend song that I play with, and I put sound clips in and stuff like that, but I didn't do it last week. So, yeah, I'll do it again. Sure. That could be a staple, I guess. I didn't think anyone cared, quite frankly. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Thank God I can go to sleep. Email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God, I'm sorry, oh, Blaschkart! Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Hey, it's a brand new month. We really need your help. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. All the votes have been reset. Get us in the top 10. Really appreciate it. Subscribe via iTunes, digusundig.com. We will be back tomorrow with a big Thursday show. I've got some brand new Canadian public service announcements. And you guys know the best public service announcements come from Canada. So that's a little tease for tomorrow's show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. I'd like to think this is real somehow.
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.